Pearly Harrison, the last name is H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Pearly, P-E-A-R-L-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old African-American female that is a resident of Royal Care Skilled Nurse Facility, period. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, diabetic nephropathy, morbid obesity, and significant proteinuria. The patient has been taking a combination of furosemide, metolazone, and Jardiance, and she has in the serum creatinine that is 3.82 and BUN 93 the suggestion of prurenal azotemia. At this point, when the GFR is 15, I think that this GFR is most likely decreased by the elevated BUN creatinine ratio, period. My suggestion to Dr. Geldart, G-E-L-D-A-R-T, is to discontinue the use of the metolazone and to increase the Jardiance to 25 milligrams every day. Number two, the diabetes has been under fair control. Still we have a hemoglobin A1C that is A.3. The patient was stressed about the need to avoid potatoes, fat, bread, biscuits, anything that is safe with flour, and see if we could get a blood sugar control that in turn is going to reflect in the kidney function. Following number, the hyperkalemia has subsided. The serum potassium is 5.1 milliequivalents per liter. My suggestion is to continue with the potassium-restricted diet. Following number, anemia related to CKD. The hemoglobin remains 10.8. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Overall, there is an improvement of the general condition, despite the fact that we have a low estimated GFR. I am not entertaining the possibility of renal replacement therapy at this point, because the patient is asymptomatic. We are going to reevaluate this case in 2 months. All the paperwork was filled out for the facility with my recommendations and my new orders. I invested, reviewing the chart and the lab, 10 minutes in the face-to-face, 30 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.